We are learning Masechtas Pesachim Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, and I'm beginning a new parak. Zok the Mishnah: Kol Sha'ah Shemuta Lechol. At any time that you're allowed to eat the chametz, Ma'achol Behema. You're allowed to have anah from it. What's called anah? To feed your behema, lachaya, la'ifis. Any behema chayv oifis is called anah. And when you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to have a sana. Umaychal anachri, you're allowed to sell it to a non-Jew, to a guy. Mutav anah says mutav anah. We'll see what it's adding on. You already said it's mutav all these things. What's mutav anah? I mean, we'll see. Of his manoi, after his man achila, also v'hanosai. It's also v'hano. V'lo yasik boi tana v'karayim. We're adding on. Besides v'sano, you also not allowed to warm up tanner, a oven, or different karayim, different type of oven, two type of ovens. You're not allowed to warm up with this chametz. And obviously, again, if it's also v'hano, of course you can't warm up. We'll have to see what the Gemara says. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, ein bi chametz al sreifa. When it comes to the mitzvah of tashbisu, he's supposed to get rid of your chametz. The way to do it is with sreifa. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Shita. You could break up into pieces and throw it into the wind. Throw it into the river, into the ocean. That's also called the mitzvah of tashbisu. So first, the next block or two or three, the Gemara is going to handle the first part of the Mishnah, the issa hanah, the part of issa hanah. Besides the issa achilas chametz, it's the issa hanah. And the Mishnah gives us a cloud. Anytime it's mutav achila, it's mutav hanah. Anytime it's also achila, it's also hanah. So Zok the Gemara, kol shal shemutav lechol machol. It's mashma. How kol shal she'ena mutav lechol. You can't eat. Ena machol. You can't have hanah. So leima masdisim like Rabbi Yehuda. This Mishnah sounds like not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda, we learn Rabbi Yehuda in the first paragraph. Rabbi Yehuda holds. Ha'ika chomesh. Rabbi Yehuda holds. You can eat till the end of the fourth hour. The fifth hour, you can't eat, but you could have anah. In the beginning of the sixth hour, you have to burn it, and that's when it's asa b'hanah. So you have the fifth hour, where it's mutter b'hanah and asa b'achila. So this Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, because the Mishnah is mashma that achila and anah go hand in hand. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, ika chomesh, te'ena oichel o'maychel. Even though you can't eat, it's still going to be maychel. The Tanah, look at the Mishnah. Rameyo Eimer, it's Mishnah before, in the first parak. Rameyo Eimer, oichelim kol chomesh. You're allowed to eat the whole fifth hour. Vistar from the Chilashesh, you burn the chametz beginning of the sixth hour. Rabbi Yehuda ima oichlin kol arba, you can eat the whole fourth hour, arba. Vesoilin koil chomesh, and the whole fifth hour you don't eat it, but you could have enough. Vistar from the Chilashesh, you burn it at the beginning of Shesh. So it sounds like our Mishnah is like Rameyah, not like Rabbi Yehuda. It's like tomorrow, no, Rameyah, it's not so good either. Vela mai Rameyah, if our Mishnah is Rameyah, so you know what it just say? It just say, kol shah, shah oichl machl. Why is it mutter? Vela mai Rameyah, hi, kol shah, shemutta lechol. Machel, what did you say? Kol shasha oichel, kol zman you are eating, Michael, you could have anah. Meboyele, that's what you say. What's losha mutter lechel? It's an extra word mutter. So it doesn't sound like Rameyer either. Who does it sound like? It sounds like Rabbi Gamliel. I'm Rabbi Ula, but he's Rabbi Gamliel. He, the Tanan, Rabbi Gamliel, Oimer, chulin nechon kol arba. Chulin is only eaten until the end of the fourth hour. Truma, kol chamish. And sar from tchil sheish. You could burn truma, you burn everything beginning of the sixth hour. And v'halchkom, this is how you read the Mishnah. Kol sha'ah shemutter lechol koyin. Means mutter means if someone in the world is mutter to eat, then there's mutter manah for everyone. Kol sha'ah shemutter lechol koyin v'truma Yisrael machel chulun v'behema. Yisrael ki machel chulun v'behema. L'chai v'lo'ifais. So while we're coming out like this, that kol sha'ah shemutter lechol means any time it's mutter for someone out there to eat, I am allowed to have anah. Once it's also for everyone to eat, then it's also b'hanah. And that's like Rabbi Gamliel. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, no one's allowed to eat in the fifth hour, and still he holds mutav anah. So those are similar to that. Those are Rabbi Meir either, because Rabbi Meir, lashon mutter is funny. Just because whenever I can eat, like in Michael, you don't have this in between that's mutter for other people and also for me. So this, therefore, it sounds like the Mishnah is like Rav and Gamliel. So to Gemara. So to Gemara. Lomali misti behemba, lomali misti chaya. Why do you have to say Behema and Chaya? That I'm allowed to be Michael for Behema and Chaya. Once I know I can Michael Behema, I probably can Michael and Chaya. Why do I have to speak both of them out? So the Gemara, answers like this. Tzricha. The ton of Behema, if it just said Behema, the Sharia Chazle, I'm allowed to give Behema right now. You know why? Because if he leaves over, you'll see it and get rid of it. Avachaya, the derech of Achaya is, Rashi says, we're talking about a type of wild animal, which means a small one, a weasel, a cat, a small little, like a rabbit. Those things, those little animals, a lot of times, they take it and they hide it. So maybe you can't give Chaya chametz because he might hide it. Have a Chaya, the Mishaya, Kamatzala, he might hide it. And you can be over a Issa of Baal Yamatza, Emeloi. Vitana Chaya, if it just, so Kamatzala, you're allowed to give a Chaya. Vitana Chaya, Mishum di Mishaya, Mis Mesnaya. At least when he takes it, he hides it. So you're only over Baal Yamatza, but you know Baal Yara. you would have said of Behema Zimmer the Misharia, he leaves over and you don't realize it. And the Koyle by your raw, by your matzi, you both love him, your raw and your matzi, because you see it also. Emaloi, maybe you're not allowed to do that. Still, Tzricha, you're allowed to feed them both. You don't have to worry about them leaving over. So I touched the Gemara like Rashi. The Gemara says, like, if you hide it, you only have Bayi Matzah. If you see it, you have Bayi Ra'a, Bayi Matzah. But in Rashi, it's Mashmah that even though you don't know about it, it's hidden, you still chayiv Bayi Matzah. Tosfos, on the other hand, holds that if you don't know where it is, you're not chayiv Bayi Matzah. Even though it's Bayi Yatman, you're not allowed to hide it. It's only if you know where it is. But it's Chomet She'eni Yadua, which is called in the Lashon, in the vernacular of Halacha, it's called Chomet She'eni Yadua. According to Tosfos, Chomet She'eni Yadua is not over by Yiroa, by Yamatza. If you don't know about it, then it's not by Yiroa Yamatza. It's hidden somewhere. You don't know about it, that's not a problem. But according to Rashi, it is a problem, and he's learning the Chiddush is that maybe you would think Dafka Chai was only a Chash of Bal Yamatza, but not by Yiroa, by Yamatza, but Behema has both, you would think, and I'll give it to Behema. Kamash Vallon, no, you're not worried about either of the things, because if you give it to Behema, the Behema will eat it, you're not worried about it. So now we answered Behema Chaya. What about Oifos? Obviously, normally, I don't have Behema Chaya. I don't have. If it says Behema Chaya, we also say Oifos. So what's the Gemara writing? It says in the Mishnah that you're allowed to feed Kol's Man Tzmuta Ta'it, which we taiched means in the fourth or fifth hour, because at least Kahanim Kid in the fifth hour, you're allowed to feed your Behema Chaya Oifos. And it says even more, you're allowed to sell it to the guy. It's very negative. People make Mechiris Chom, you're allowed to sell it to the guy at that hour. But the Gemara says Peshitta. Obviously, it's Mutavano. Why can't you sell it? It's Mutavano. And for the Gemara, Fuke Mahai Tana. The Fuke, this unbelievable Tana. The Tana. Look at the Brahis. If it's Shami Oimim Layimka Odom Chemsel in Ochri, Elmki Yadua Boy, Shiyichle Koydama Pesach. But Shami says, I'm married to Gechidish. He says, you're not allowed to sell Chomets to Goy before Pesach. Unless you know he's going to eat it up before Pesach. Because the mitzvah is, your chametz got to be out of this world before Pesach. And giving it to God is not enough, Rabbi Shammai holds. That's B'Shammai Shita. And we still omrim, kol sha'a shemuta lechol muta limko. He says, no, anytime I'm allowed to eat it, I'm allowed to sell it, and once it belongs to the guy, it's not my problem. So Rabbi Seira is going in the Shita's B'Shammai. He adds a connection to B'Shammai. He says, Kutach, v'chol mine kutach, that takes a while to eat. He says, normal food, the normal chametz, you give it to them. They don't have refrigerators or any freezers. They ate it within a few days. He says, Kutach, it takes a long time to eat it. So within 30 days before Pesach, you cannot sell a goy kutach. He's going in Shita's B'Shammai because there's no way he's going to finish it. Kutach, v'chol mine kutach, anything like that that's hard to eat it slowly because it's very sharp. It's also limkar shloishim yoyim kared on Pesach. You're not allowed to sell it to a goy 30 days before Pesach. And what's the pshat 30 days? Because within 30 days your chiyuv tashpisu starts. So I can't give away my chametz within 30 days. But before that, even though he's not going to eat it, I'm allowed to give it. The whole din of Beisham is only within 30 days. And within 30 days, halacha is like this: that if you know for sure he's going to eat it up, you're allowed to sell it to him. But if not, you can't sell it to him. And Rabbi Meserik gives an example: kutach. That's an example of something that you probably will not finish before Pesach. Let's see another shtickle Gemara. It says in the Mishnah, Umutter Bahana. So we just said to give it to Behema, Chaya, Oifos, you can sell it to a guy. Now it says Mutter Bahana. Mutter Bahana, we just said it, Mutter Bahana. Pshita. The case was that you burnt it in the Zman Heter, and now after the Zman Heter, you have the ashes. The halacha is that will be mutter even after zmanah. The kamash long to the rava. The amar rava chorchu kaidem zmanah. You burnt it before the zman. Mutter ba'no filach zmanah. It's mutter ba'no even achar zmanah. It's mutter ba'no even after the zman. Even if after the zman achila, it's mutter because there it's not royal achila's kalav anymore, and you already burnt it before. It's mutter. It's mashma from here that if you burn chametz after zman iser, it's even the Afer, even the ashes, is also Bahana. And the Achorin Mucha, what's the Pshat? Why is it also Bahana? If it's not really Chiyos Kelev, what could be the Issa? But Vais Tois, once it becomes also Bahana, then it's also. And our Mishnah is saying, Mutta Bahana means right now, and even though it's after, it means right now it's Mutta Bahana, which means like a bird right now, it'll be Mutta Bahana forever, even after Zman, Isser, Hana's Chametz.